This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Grass, here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. Coming up, we'll listen back to a recap of a local ambient label showcase that took place at Crown Hill Cemetery. Singer-songwriter Jody Galadriel Friend shares her top five songs from artists that represent groundbreaking, honest music, specifically from the Midwest and South. And we'll listen to clips from our weekly Indiana music playlist. To hear the unabridged version of this show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or at wfyi.org/listen. You can also hear some of the full songs featured on this show on our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost. Up first, I recently went to a showcase for the indie-based but world-renowned ambient label Past Inside the Present, which was held in the Gothic Chapel at Crown Hill Cemetery. It was surreally beautiful, a perfect place to take in ambient music. During soundcheck, I caught up with one of the label's founders and a couple of musicians who were performing that night. We'll get to them in just a moment, but first let's hear a bit about the chapel's history from Crown Hill employee Stephanie Ertle.
I'm Stephanie Ertle. I'm the Director of Education and Engagement here for the Crown Hill Heritage Foundation.
Perfect. And can you explain where we are right now?
We are in our Gothic Chapel, which was built in the late 1800s, and we are having our first concert here this evening since COVID. So it's been over 3 years for us to have any kind of music event here, which we're really excited about.
That's amazing. I've never been to a concert at a cemetery before. Is that a thing that you do frequently here?
They used to put on Phantom of the Opera here in the Gothic Chapel, but we're hoping to entice younger generations to come to the cemetery and think of us not so much as a one-stop shop for a funeral and then they never come back, but to show that we have events as concerts and weddings and all types of things. We can even do food trucks and refreshments in the summer. So there's a lot of potential here that I'm hoping we can use to, again, appeal to a younger audience.
So you said there's a history of concerts here. Does it go all the way back into the 1800s?
No. The building originally was built, there were a total of 96 crypts. Because they couldn't dig graves in the winter. The ground was too hard. So a total of 45 caskets could be kept on this side of the chapel and another 45 on the other side. So that was the main purpose of it. The chapel is non-denominational. They would hold funerals inside here and then wait till the spring when the ground had thawed out to finally get those people buried properly.
Wow.
We have generations that are buried here, and some of the monuments and mausoleums, the history of all of that, our foundation, our role is to preserve all that history for generations to come. So it's almost ironic that the record label Past Inside the Present, it couldn't be a more perfect setting with a more perfect record label with ambient music in this environment.
My name is Isaac Helson. I'm the co-founder of Past Inside the Present. The other co-founder is Zach Frizzell, who was born and raised here in Indianapolis. And we started the label at the end of 2018. Initially, it was just going to be a digital-only releases. And so many people connected with the idea of it and the community that it just quickly took off, and so many people were reaching out. And it just became such a bigger thing and a bigger community that just continues to grow all the time, that it is now, you know, a label hosting dozens and dozens of artists from every corner of the world making their own different interpretations of this style of music. I think the music that we make is very much about presence and about location, I think. You know, it's music that you're really meant to just sit with and digest it however it is speaking to you in that moment and in that space. So the space itself is a really, really important thing when it comes to putting on these types of events. So a space like a church, of course, is, you know, literally a sacred space in a lot of ways, and people connect with it differently. And these historic churches, you know, are built to be able to capture sound in a very specific way and create an atmosphere of sound. So this type of music that is so free-floating and atmospheric is really just a perfect connection with a place like this, especially something that's so historic and so rooted in a location, because it is music that's just so present and kind of grounding and rooted, but also enables you to kind of look up and outside of yourself, that it's like a historic church is quite possibly the perfect venue.
My name is Mark Ertl.
And you're performing this evening?
Yeah, I'm performing with Zake.
Do you foresee this space we're in influencing your performance tonight? Or how would it be different than performing at a traditional venue?
I think very much so. This spot, my wife works here at Crown Hill, and so this spot is very special, and we put a lot of work into making this happen, where concerts don't happen like this here, but we want to change that. And the foundation has our full support in it, so it's great. But like tonight, I really wanted to, honor the deceased, for lack of a better term here, but James Whitcomb Riley. I actually was given access to recordings of him speaking some of his poems, so I loaded that into my synthesizer, and I'm going to be playing his voice through the music tonight, because his body was actually kept here for a long time, like many months, right here in these crypts. So I thought that would be really cool to have that kind of permeate throughout the performance.
I'm Nick. I play under the name Tyresta.
Do you normally play in like typical traditional venues, or do you like playing in spaces like this that are more like unique?
Yeah, spaces like this, like, you know, DIY house shows and art spaces that like are conducive to playing like drone and ambient music rather than like a rock club, which is like not the best environment for it.
So for someone that isn't an ambient music listener but would like to crack into it, do you have any recommendations for someone that's interested but doesn't really have like an entry point?
There's a famous quote from the musician Brian Eno where it's like ambient music should be like you can listen to it and be like engaged, and you can also have it on in the background as just a nice ambience. And so being able to sort of put it on at home while you're cooking or reading or relaxing, or more with headphones where you can like it can be an immersive experience.
And I must say that the night was an immersive experience indeed. Let's take a listen now to a section of Zake's performance from the Past Inside the Present label showcase, live from the Gothic Chapel at Crown Hill Cemetery. Zake performing live at the Past Inside the Present label showcase at the Gothic Chapel in Crown Hill Cemetery. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up in just a moment, we'll listen into Jody Friend's top 5 songs. This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast. Let's take a listen now to Public Universal Friend band leader Jody Friend's top 5 songs.
You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost here on 90.1 WFYI. Singer-songwriter Jody Galadriel Friend of the art rock band Public Universal Friend met up with contributor Roxana Caldwell to share her top five songs from artists that represent groundbreaking honest music, specifically from the Midwest and the South.
My name is Jody Galadriel Friend, lead singer and songwriter of the Indianapolis-based art rock band Public Universal Friend, and founder of the Garfield Park Art and Music Festival. I'm honored to be able to share with you five songs that I think represent artists who are making groundbreaking, honest music, specifically from the Midwest and South. First on the list is from Indianapolis soul pop outfit The Palace. My first time seeing them live was at their recent show at the Hi-Fi Annex with Huckleberry Funk, where they displayed a positively vivacious energy that lifted my spirits and blew my mind all at once. They have been and continue to be a band to prioritize seeing as soon as you get the chance. Please enjoy their most recent release, Waves.
Till the clouds cover up all the mess that I've made. And it comes in waves. I'm fearing the end, but I can't stand the weight. What can I say? Yes, fate is a woman who always gets hurt.
Allison Victoria is a neo-soul songwriter, also based in Indianapolis. Allison is a true representation of the power and story of Black female voices in the Midwest. Her latest single, Let Go, is a beautiful look into the importance of freedom found in self-love. Next artist is one from my hometown music scene in Knoxville, Tennessee, Kelsey Walker. I've had the privilege of experiencing many shows together with her band, and I've had the unique perspective of watching her grow as an artist and cultural leader in the Knoxville scene. Her songwriting frames tenderness and realness with grooves and melodies inspired by funk and pop, while never losing sight of the tender center of her message. From her album Nervous Kid comes the hit single, Care Too Much.
Hey baby, tell me what do you think? 'Cause I've been fighting against the current and it's starting to feel crazy. Lines I've been drawn.
Geneva is a band based in Louisville, Kentucky, whose past iterations were defined in gritty indie pop, but with their latest album Slip Away, they invite a blend of 70s-era Western and old country into their hallmark textured soundscapes, where no genre is taken for granted. This new foray of folk from the future reminds me of the storytelling style of the likes of Angel Olsen and Fiona Apple. I would recommend listening to their new record all the way through. But one song that stuck out to me especially was the track Sweet Dreams. My final feature is by a band I've been following since I witnessed their phenomenal Tiny Desk performance in 2015 by Bloomington-based artist Diane Coffey. Their fashion, flair, and tasty sonic textures are rooted in Bowie-esque 70s ballads to the extravagance of later iterations of Queen, while their newer material swings 80s synth pop into modern ballads for the glam queen in all of us. Please enjoy the title track from their latest record, Internet Arms.
We'll
Thanks, Jody, for that top five. Now let's listen to some clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 to 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or listen from anywhere at wfyi.org/listen, or check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost.
First, let's listen to a new song from Public Universal Friend. This is from the band's upcoming album, Chrysalis, and this is the first released single from the album. It's called Jesus Part One. Let's listen on Small Studio Signal Boost.
In that book, it is also written, what you seek, you shall find. Maybe hell and heaven are places like that. Maybe it's all.
That was Public Universal Friend with Jesus Part One from the band's upcoming album, Chrysalis. Charlene and Adam, what's happening in the world of Indiana music?
Michael Love Michael is currently making music in France, and late last year they released a 15-track album on Get Better Records titled To Build Me a House. Michelle says their ultimate aim is to encourage people everywhere to unlock their voices and raise them to the rafters. This is Michael Love Michael with Lemonade.
If you were more self-aware, then you could achieve greatness. Then you could pick up your face when your teeth hit the pavement. If I listened to you, then I'd be so much farther. But I'd rather eat glass than treat you like my father. What do I know? I am 19. I'm just a kid.
Namin Namin of Fort Wayne says a few of their influences include Black Lips and The Birthday Party. This is The One I Love by Namin Namin on Small Studio Signal Boost.
You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost on 90.1 WFYI. I'm Adam Grass here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong, and we're listening to music by Indiana artists. New Indianapolis band Perfect Angel at Heaven just released their first EP a couple of months ago, and they're already setting out on tour, doing some tour dates this spring. Here's a track from that EP, It's Miami by Perfect Angel at Heaven.
So use your flesh while you have it. Wanna go to Tombstone, baby. Wanna go. She is a sinkhole on the coast. If you're not going downtown.
You are tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost on 90.1 WFYI. I'm Melissa Davis, here with co-hosts Adam Gross and Charlene Birdsong. So what is happening in events?
This event is a bit away, but pre-sale tickets are available now, so it's never too early to start planning. Sunday, April 9th, the band we heard from earlier in the show, Perfect Angel at Heaven, is playing Inner Pieces demo release with Kiddo and Crescent Ulmer. That's at the Hi-Fi, Sunday, April 9th.
Very cool. We've been listening to Jody Friend and Public Universal Friend throughout the show this evening. You can see the band live. Public Universal Friend will play a release show for the band's latest album, Chrysalis. That's happening at White Rabbit Cabaret on March 24th, featuring Indianapolis natives Lily and Madeline. Should be a great show. Well, that's the latest in Indiana music. Be sure to follow your favorite artists on social media for updates and info. Adam Gross edited our show and edits the podcast and composed our theme. The show is produced by Charlene Birdsong, Adam Gross, and me, Melissa Davis. You can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on the show, just visit wfyi.org/local-frequency. And we are at our last song of the night. This is pretty historic. Adam, what do we have?
Yeah, I figured since this week would have been Wes Montgomery's 100th birthday, we should play some of his tunes. This is Wes Montgomery with D Natural Blues. Have a great night.